he like on a personal level?
I had the opportunity of meeting with her during the Commonwealth Heads of State meeting in Kampala. We had dinner with her. She was a very practical, down-to-earth, very cheerful personality, and shocked at the accuracy of her recollection of her visits to Sierra Leone in the 60s, when I was introduced as the president of Sierra Leone. And she was very clear in the people she met, the topography of the country, and it's remarkable that somebody of that age and position will have that depth of knowledge and a great expanse of memory.
And that depth of knowledge, many say, isn't just something that advisors tell you about, but it comes out of a genuine interest.
Oh, certainly. Advisors will tell you, but for you, at the spur of the moment, to be able to come up with issues, especially issues that have happened in the 60s, it shows the peculiar person you are, and that was very phenomenal.
What sort of a lasting impression did she leave on you?
Well, she was a down-to-earth person. She conducted herself with grace. Anybody that had an opportunity to meet her will be left with that impression, that a great personality that has held the Commonwealth together, even certain aspects of the UK together. It's a big loss, not only the family, the UK, but a loss to the Commonwealth.
Were you able to, during the course, I imagine, of your presidency, to draw upon her wise counsel?
I did not leave the dinner without her advising that you have to serve your people. Your country is a beautiful country. You have to ensure that you focus on its development and develop democracy, be inclusive, and your purpose here is to serve the people and nothing else. I mean, I believe those were wise words of counsel.
And people also talk about the fact that she had this sort of quiet and inner dignity where, you know, most heads of state sort of lord their position on people. Apparently it wasn't quite that way with Queen Elizabeth.
Yes, it's quite clear when you meet her. To settle you down, she will come with a joke. This tells you the kind of person she was, a person that will accommodate anybody, prepared to listen and also share her wealth of experience and knowledge to ensure that it becomes useful to you in the execution of your responsibilities. That was a great aspect of her, great quality in her, that those of us that had the fortune of meeting her would share any moment, and we will not forget in a hurry.
You've met her as a head of state, two head of states, meeting each other. But do you care to share with us one of the more sort of light moments that sort of piqued your interest and made this queen stand out and, you know, make you go, oh, wow, she's after all one of us? Do you have any light moments you could share?
The first meeting with her, I was in awe, a great personality, and she just cracked a joke.
What did she say?
Oh, you are a new lad, a new kid. Why don't you come close? I mean, let us talk about issues. It gave me the kind of relaxed moment and opportunity to talk with ease. She is that kind of a person that will go in and get you relaxed and get the best out of you. And in the process, you share great moments together.
And will you miss her?
Certainly. It's a great loss. I must use this moment to extend my profound sympathies to her family, the government, and the people of the United Kingdom, and by extension, the Commonwealth.
Ernest Bai Koroma, former president of Sierra Leone, speaking to me just a short while ago. Now let's have tonight's sports news with Nishat Lada.